questions that could reveal your purpose in life? What if there were questions that could surface the change most meaningful to you? And what if answering those questions would give you the power to ignite? Welcome to the Illumify Game Changer podcast. These are big conversations that lead to self-discovery. Together, let's embark on the leader's journey and ignite meaningful change. Even leaders who have a vision of meaningful change can engage in self-sabotaging thoughts and actions. In answering this next Amplify question, Jonathan looks within to reveal anything he might do himself that would impede his ability to ignite his meaningful change.
What could impede your ability to ignite this change? There are stabilizing forces at work in protecting the status quo. What forces could push back? What obstacles, including those self-imposed, could impede you?
So the question again?
What could impede your ability to ignite this change?
Can you try it with emphasis on the possessive, whose ability?
Yeah. What could impede your ability to ignite this change?
Sound different?
It sounds different and it sounds right as well, because I was drawn perhaps more to the end of the question, the final part of the question, the prompt. What obstacles, including those self-imposed, could impede you?
Mm-hmm. And for fun, the origin of impede is to shackle.
Yeah.
As opposed to free?
Yes. And knowing myself to the extent that I can, yeah, in all that incomplete self-knowledge, still, I think the self-imposed obstacles are the ones that would impede me most, right here, right now, without a doubt.
An example?
It's the feeling that this is too big. This is too big for one person. My vision feels true. My vision feels true my vision feels true as an expression of my heart, an important part of my heart. It feels true as an indictment of where we are today. My own intolerance feels true, feels good. I can see how that vision moves outward beyond the page into ideas, values, ways of living, and out into the city, into institutions. See all of that. It feels right. It feels true. I can put my arms around that. Yeah. But then in a second, my mind flips and says, "Ooh, hang on. You're not talking about reorganizing your apartment here. You're talking about, you've been talking about communities and countries and nations and Europe. You've been talking about Europe. If you're talking about Europe, let's just go back to Europe for a second. If you're talking about Europe, what are you, are you the Messiah?" This, you know, an absurd, ridiculous voice is saying to me, what do you see yourself as here? That's the voice, the questioning voice is saying.
Who are you to say it?
What are you doing here?
Yeah.
Okay, great ideas. Great ideas, that's fine. Like the ideas, but you sort of making this happen? Come on. So that's where I am. that's the abyss that I'm staring. That's the abyss I'm staring to at the moment. Great ideas, like the sound of the ideas, but
so these are self-imposed limiting beliefs.
Yes, and what I've just described here—that's not confidence, is it? It's not. No. This is something else. We're beyond confidence.
Capability, capacity.
Capacity, yeah.
Not trueness, because you know it's true.
Right. Yes, yeah. It's not that. yeah, capacity, I think.
So if it were a suit of armor, could you wear it long enough? Could you walk far enough? Could you sustain it? Is that any part of it?
Armor, yeah.
Because armor is really heavy. You only have to go to the Victoria and Albert Museum discover that.
Yeah. I mean, I know what my own, I think I'm already familiar. I think I already know how I would get myself through this door, which is, let's put it in very cliched language. Yeah. You got to start somewhere.
You have the words. And you will have even more words.
Yeah. And you know, when I say you got to start somewhere, that's a good idea. That's a good, because you do have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And actually, it's such a good idea because it reminds us that the action is so important.
Mm-hmm.
The first step.
Absolutely. And with every step, every one of these self-imposed obstacles, these forms of self-sabotage, all target the big picture, the mountain you stand before that you question whether you have the strength to climb,
to scale it.
And what is really magical about the actualization of one's reason for being is that none of these self-sabotaging endeavors have any power over the small constructive step.
Step by step.
Yeah, that's very good. That makes a lot of sense.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's very good. I'm just seeing, this is all about scale, actually, isn't it? The conversation we're having here is about scale.
And there's a paradox in this for the visionary, because your scale is innately vast.
Mm-hmm. Almost unlimited.
And yet when we talk about the enactment, the anchoring of, the sharing of, the support of the people who will receive the vision, mm-hmm. it has to be one step at a time. And going back to the body, because you're in a body, because you're in the physical, linear world.
Mm. But yeah, do not lose sight, Mr. Visionary, of the fact that this is not about you doing it alone. It is about you evoking the vision and engaging and aligning and amplifying right now those who can help you realize it.
Mm. Yeah, that does make sense. That really does make sense.
It doesn't rest strictly on those big shoulders of yours.
No.
It rests on your mouth, perhaps, but not on your shoulders.
But not on the shoulders, yeah.
And yet, this is really quite easy to grasp, this concept we're presenting to you, and yet it is even easier to forget. In those moments of overwhelm, in those moments of paralyzation, self-imposed, what constructive step are you, what are we saying?
Mm. Yeah.
How do I do this again? Mm.
And you do not have to see the sequence of steps now. Mm. You do not. Mm. You just take one. When you're ready to move, you're not there yet. Mm. Don't put that pressure on yourself yet. You take one, and then you will see that you will see with your sight the next step.
Yeah.
And the one you take that and you see another step. Yeah. In that respect, it is a journey, and it's done in tandem with their steps, where they move to.
Yes.
You cannot predict that in advance. This is not strategic planning. This is response, response, response with view to shaping the ultimate response on behalf of all of you.
Yes. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. There is also something here about losing balance, the necessary loss of balance. I say that because if I look at the card, it says here there are stabilizing forces at work in protecting the status quo. Mm-hmm. And I've already talked about one of those forces within me my own status quo, is my attachment to the idea of balance mm-hmm. as a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm feeling here is the freedom of letting go and being off balance for a while, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not sure one can go through all of life off balance, but...
Well, maybe there's a new equilibrium that emerges.
And to get to that, you need to lose whatever equilibrium you have now.
Exactly.
To get to the new zone. Yeah, I because if we are going to break with the past within ourselves,
mm-hmm.
again, if we're in tune with our own vision here,
mm-hmm.
if we're in tune with our own vision, then this is not, it cannot be a soft and easy transition.
You said break, didn't you?
Yeah.
That was your word. Is break soft? Do you break something soft?
No. Absolutely no. It's
and it wasn't even sever. Sever
no.
is a bit slower, a bit yeah. more calculated. Mm. Break is abrupt, sudden,
mm-hmm.
and sever is permanent.
Mm. Yeah.
Break is a demarcation.
Yeah. And it's also, I think we're also talking here about channeling the fuels that you have, not just the one fuel, but where the fuel is going to come from. One of those being anger.
And what was that card about fuel? Do you remember?
Oh, we've talked about fuel.
Yes, we have.
A few times.
What is the fuel of? It was a state. The fuel of the soul. Do you remember?
The lifeblood. The...
Three little letters is the fuel of the soul, which energizes us.
Mm.
Will you allow yourself to feel that?
What brings you joy?
Mm. Yeah, but these are the things that you need to channel. Mm-hmm. Channel a sense of joy,
mm-hmm.
but also anger as well. Anger, yes, anger and joy.
Of course. Yeah.
You can't do that in one moment.
It's the dynamic of the opposites.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But do not disallow yourself. There's a double negative.
Mm.
Allow yourself joy.
Yes.
As the refueling.
Yes.
I'm not sure you see that yet, Jonathan.
No, I don't, but it's, yeah. I like the idea. I like
Good.
The image very much.
Does that bring you some Ooh, reprieve, yes. Ooh, perhaps?
Yes. Yeah. No, I like that image very
Good.
Much.
Good, excellent.
Yeah.
There's another element here that we haven't touched upon yet. When we enter onto that path that leads to our death, that...
Here we go to death. Oh,
sorry.
Yes.
really quiet.
That take brings us, you take joy. Us from joy to death. Yes, right. Go on. Go for
That's
it, Catherine.
Uplifting.
Living that life to the fullest, doing what you have come here to do. When you're on that path, imagine that it's lit up. It's very bright. It's like one of those moving sidewalks in the airport, but it's really, really lit up. The moment you step on that path is like placing your phone on one of those chargers where you just have to place it and it charges. Mm-hmm. You are immediately invigorated and refueled as you are on that path. It's when you come off of that path.
Mm-hmm. And you feel the bumps.
Then you feel the depletion.
Mm-hmm.
There's that magical element to doing what you're here to do, doing what you said you would do, not doing all of the things you said you wouldn't do, because you know what? There's not enough mm-hmm. time to do everything. So
mm-hmm.
let me be specific and purposeful and precise about why I'm here. And let's get on with it.
Let's get it done. And that movement that you begin to feel carries you forth, mm-hmm. fueled yep. by knowing that you are exactly aligned. You're in integrity.
And that's not something to believe or attach mm-hmm. to or hold on to or grip.
Just to know.
It's also not in any way idealistic or delusional. Or unreasonable
Mm-mm.
to live that kind of way. But you have to step on that path. That's where the courage card.
You have to know the path to step on.
Yes, that's where the courage card came in. You have to be able to make that first step.
And be willing.
Yeah. And as I listen to you say this, there is something here, and I'm coming back to the word joy, because I know that I have struggled with this. So I need to address it full on.
Yeah.
It's part of what I need to bring down, strike down in my own life, which is the idea of joy in difficult times. Yeah. We talked about how anxiety can lead to paralysis.
Yes.
The absence of joy can be equally damaging, if not more damaging. And I know myself that there is part of me that doesn't allow myself joy in difficult times because it doesn't feel right. You're almost guilty. And if I go back to football just for a second, over the last year and a half, I've sometimes said to myself, okay, I'm going to allow myself this joy because it's innocent and it takes me back home and it, the love and the joy that I feel with my hometown football team here, I'm going to allow myself that joy. That's okay. Yeah. It's a respite. It's a refuge from the dark time.
Rescues you.
Right. But what we're saying here is, if you're not careful, then you get into the habit of saying, okay, well, I'll find the joy where I can, and hopefully that will be enough. And what you're doing is you are turning away from the world, and saying, okay, I'm going to turn away from the world, and find my joy here. Modest joys in difficult times, and I think what you're saying, and I'm trying to hear you here, is the joy that is a right that is available to all of us in the work that we take on. You know, we talked about rescuing work in the previous conversation.
Yes. Mm.
That is also what this is about here.
Absolutely.
Rediscovering the joy of work, and perhaps the necessary joy of work.
Absolutely.
The joy as fuel here, what gives you energy to do it. This feels very good. I hear what you're saying here, and I feel it as a whole, without the W, HOLE.
Oh, we've got a hole without the W.
Finally, we've found the hole without the W.
We're loving all the words.
Yes, we are.
So the hole here is I know part of me that has shunned joy or turned away from joy because we live in dark times, and I think I've known that that's wrong, but dealing with it has been difficult. I've not found the strength to deal with that and confront it.
So then you deplete.
Yeah? Yes, you do.
And again, Jonathan, if you model this for others, because certainly you're not the only one feeling living in dark times, model what a difference joy makes.
Yes, yes. No, that's really important. That's really important.
So what could impede your ability to ignite this change?
A lack of joy.
Ooh, boom. Just as others can resist change, so too can those who are here to lead it. It takes a lot to step off the familiar, well-trodden path of what is now, and onto one that isn't formed yet. You're stepping onto an invisible path in the unknown and the unproven. As Jonathan said, at the very least, you have to be willing to be off balance for a while. That in itself takes an unreasonable amount of courage. Add to that, in this leader's case, seeing the darkness of the world tottering on the edge of an abyss. How do you summon the strength and energy to challenge what is now? How do you take the first step on the path you can't yet see that could lead to igniting your vision? Jonathan found his answer. When we are on the path aligned with our purpose, joy fuels us. We get reinvigorated by every step we take toward fulfilling the change that we know matters. He sees now that his practice of shunning joy in dark times needs to stop, as it could impede his ability to ignite his meaningful change. The leader's journey continues. Stay tuned. If listening to this Illumify Game Changer podcast is of value to you, please like it on this platform and share it with those who could ignite meaningful change. It's here, as am I, to be of service. I'm Marianne Gobet. Thank you for accompanying us on the Leader's Journey. To fully experience the passage to igniting meaningful change, subscribe to the Illumify Game Changer podcast. To learn more about the Illumify Game Changer and how to embark on your own leader's journey, please visit Illumify's website at illumifyinstitute.com. You matter. Step up. Speak up. Together, let's ignite meaningful change.